It's a nice drive along some of western Washtenaw County's country roadways to get where we're going. There's plenty of open space and farmland between WEMU's Ypsilanti Studios and the home of Mindo Chocolate Makers in Dexter.
I wasn't sure if I was in the right place or not.
Everybody says that.
Barbara Wilson co-owns Mindo and greets me at the front door of what looks like a regular single-family home. That's because it is. She's lived there since 1983, and in 2009, she and her husband, Jose Mesa, converted half of their 2,800-square-foot home into a chocolate factory.
That's technically a bedroom, but now it's being used to package chocolate bars, so there are four bedrooms.
Who got kicked out?
Well, they moved out.
Oh, they moved out, okay.
One by one.
By choice or?
No, they did. All my children moved out when they were 17.
Wilson says the company was founded almost by coincidence during a 2008 visit to Jose's home country of Ecuador. While standing in the kitchen of her Dexter home, she reflects on that visit to the city of Mindo. Back then, they still owned an auto repair shop in Ann Arbor and wanted to keep track of business while traveling, but it wasn't easy.
We started a little business there because we couldn't find good internet or fast internet. And he said, let's do a little internet cafe.
As time passed, the couple expanded their business in South America, adding coffee and brownies to the internet cafe. Oddly enough, Wilson said she had a difficult time finding chocolate for the brownies.
So at first I was bringing it from the United States, and okay, something's wrong here. I know that Ecuador is known for having the best cocoa beans in the world. And so I started trying to figure out why I couldn't find good chocolate. Well, they send our good cocoa beans and chocolate. They send the beans to Europe, United States.
So instead of importing chocolate from the U.S., Wilson started making her own in Mindo. It was a hit, and that launched the next phase of their business. Now they harvest cocoa trees in Mindo and have hired a crew of 20 employees to run their chocolate-making facility 365 days a year. She says it only made sense to start selling their confections in the U.S. as well.
We're walking into our chocolate kitchen here.
The chocolate kitchen is separate from the kitchen in the family's living quarters. The 14-by-20-foot space used to be a living room. Now it's a commercial kitchen with a variety of utensils, including large pots and pans, chocolate molds, and stone grinders. Mindo's chocolate maker, Anna McKinnon, is standing over a stove.
I'm heating some dark chocolate up to 118 degrees. And then I'm going to lower the temperature and raise it again so that it's all tempered.
To help lower the temperature to 83 degrees, McKinnon transfers the chocolate to a marble countertop.
I spread it with an offset spatula and a bench scraper onto the marble.
So you're spreading it around, right?
Yep, spreading it around to kind of get the temperature even. So this is the sound of the spatula and the bench scraper.
A few minutes later, McKinnon takes the chocolate back to the stove to bring it back up to 91 degrees.
It makes the structure of the cocoa butter kind of as strong as possible and as small as possible. So if you've ever seen untempered chocolate, you'll see they're called blooms of cocoa butter. And as time goes on, the cocoa butter, you'll see it more and more. So when we make it strong and small, it disappears, and it's the shiny, snappy chocolate that everyone's used to.
The chocolate is then poured into rectangular molds.
And then we take it, okay, this is about to get loud. We take it over to the vibrating table, and that's gonna shake all the bubbles out and kind of spread the chocolate. I'm gonna take it. I'm going to use a little offset spatula to kind of spread it around, and I'm going to knock out some more bubbles.
So you're dropping it down.
Yeah, dropping it onto the tray so that we get as many bubbles out as we can.
Then the chocolate must be refrigerated for a few minutes before it's removed from the mold and ready to package. It is in the packaging room that I meet 19-year-old Jamie Morehouse. She's one of five employees who works at Mindo's Dexter facility.
I am currently packaging our seasonal garlic bar. It's got sesame, sea salt, and obviously organic garlic.
Mindo offers 14 different flavors. There is cherry, blueberry, and rustic bars that offer a bit more texture. There's also a collection of bars made in Ecuador that have a stronger cocoa bean taste. The bestseller, though, is the sea salt bar. It accounts for about 8,000 of the more than 50,000 candy bars sold each year. Morehouse says she can package up to 500 bars in a day. Seeing Mindo's products in area stores gives her a sense of accomplishment.
Far too proud. I went to Plum Market the other day and saw our display, and I ended up taking a picture of it and sending it to Alex, our general manager. And I was so excited about it, especially when I go to the Ann Arbor Farmers Market with our chocolate. I get to talk directly to customers.
Mindo also sells tea, hot chocolate sticks, and cooking products. The company's products can be purchased in over 50 Michigan retail outlets and online. Ramiro Castro is the company's sales and marketing representative. He says Mindo is helping bring a good amount of attention to Dexter as it expands its offerings around the country.
We have the opportunity to participate in different food expo or the Specialty Chocolate Association as well, because the quality of our product opened the doors to those markets. You know, we have a little bit in San Francisco, a little bit in New York, a few places in Washington, Chicago now.
Before leaving the chocolate factory, Barbara Wilson offers me a taste, and for research purposes, of course, I said yes. I had bites of raspberry, strawberry, and even Mindo's Pure 67 bar that contains more cocoa beans.
That's delicious. You could taste the richness in it.
And the flavor goes on for a long time. It takes at least a minute and a half to taste everything.
I then move on to something a bit more daring.
So next I'm taking one for the team. I'm about to eat the sea salt and sesame garlic chocolate. Yes. It's like pizza.
It's like pizza. Some people use it for cooking. They'll throw it in their, you know, in their spaghetti sauce or something like that.
You could definitely taste the garlic for sure.
Yeah.
But it's not too overpowering.
I don't think so. I think it's very good, but I like garlic.
While the garlic bar isn't what you expect from a regular chocolate bar, it's produced for the growing market of customers who are buying specialty chocolate. Wilson's love for the business has grown so much, she now spends time teaching others from around the world how to make chocolate. She says she's worked with chocolate makers from Japan, Mexico, Germany, and others. And while those folks travel great distances to visit, tours and training sessions are also available to you as well. And the more people who utilize that resource, the less likely it is that we'll be able to say that Mindo Chocolate Makers is hidden in plain sight. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.